I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
Because that's where right. Nigeria's best radio station Woo! Resides.
Woo-hoo!
What's up, Lagos? Lagos, how you day-o?
How you day-o?
And this is how you know broadcasters on Nigeria's best radio station sound on a 10 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm. With my hair.
Oh, my God.
With my hair.
Yeah, we have bragging rights. Please leave me. Leave me. Was it?
In this life.
Good morning and welcome to Lagos's best conversation on Lagos's best radio station across the Federation.
Word.
Nigeria Info FM. You keep shouting like this, you're tired of us.
As in, that's the truth.
My name is Mary Anacone, and she is...
Beta.
Stretch is somewhere, and she's lurking.
Stretching.
He's lurking, but he will be here. Yes, of course, at this time of the day, you're ready to be blown away by the best of conversation. Sometimes it's ridiculousness, but you love it anyway.
Goofy much.
Yes, of course, of course. 2 hours of non-stop fun until you say, I beg, you don't do, come and be going.
Funny enough, they always say that. They always want
just
more.
Say, please, give me some more. 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 Anyway, we start off the show every morning at 10 o'clock with Sound Off. And then right after that, we go into our musings of the day. And then at the 11 o'clock hour, we talk about every and anything. But today, we're sounding off on you.
You.
It's all about you.
It's all about you.
It's all about you. You're going to hear it in just a moment. Just wait. Are you waiting? Wait, wait, wait.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100 meters hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos, 99 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
This is What's Up Lagos.
And it's time for Sound Off. Yes, we want to sound off on everybody who listens to Nigeria Info, those who love us, those who call in, those who text us, those who call us. The diaspora, I beg your pardon, my English is not working this morning, is it? Who send us WhatsApp messages, those who tweet, those who are on our Instagram, those who just love to tune into us in your cars, in your hallway, where he's selling his market. He's also listening to us, you guys, because you know what? Without you, we would not be here this morning as the number one. When it comes to radio broadcasting in this country, number one, thanks to all of you who voted, all of you who pushed, all of you who... It's the last day, but you were all voting.
You people shock me.
You guys are ace balls. I mean, is there something else?
You know that song that says, if you love... Yes, you guys actually show that the love you have for us is not just...
It's talk.
I mean, it's the truth. And you
show us
amazing.
That you love us. Yes, and
what?
This is to all of you. And this sounding off to all of you because, yes, our hard work, our talk, our sports, our news would not be anything without you because there is no show, listener, you the contributor. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. We love you. And we're sharing the award with you. It goes out to all of you.
I'm trying my best not to diss anybody, but you see, in this life, when people are celebrating, try to celebrate with them.
Yes, so don't have bad
belly. This is for all of you who are like BBs, like bad belly, like she said. If you fall in that category, just
go and pudge.
You know,
pudge
rock
yourself.
With the best so you can be the best.
Exactly.
I mean.
Even the good book says, more with those who mourn and celebrate with those who celebrate. You know what I'm saying? So it might not be your turn today, but don't worry.
Me.
It'll be your turn. I'll be on hand to celebrate with you.
True.
Because me, anywhere there's a celebration, I'm there.
Number one.
Yes. I'm not present twice.
Yes.
Do you understand me? So celebrate with us. Thank you so much, Nigeria Info fans, listeners, everybody. We love you. And this also goes to all our bosses who've been supporting us to do a great job on our different shows. Thank you to Mr. Femi Obong Daniels. We love you. We appreciate you, big boss. I want to thank our CEO. We want to thank every single person who supported Nigeria Info. We could have not done this without you guys. So
definitely.
This one goes out to everybody and to all the on-air persons, to Sandra, to Sharif, to Joyce, to the sports gang, Adab Blessing, Ekuman Kama, to Feta, to me, to Stretch. Guys, you guys are simply the best. You're the best. And that sound off. All right, it's Throwback Thursday. 15 minutes gone past 10 o'clock. It's still What's Up Lagos. I'm Mariana Confessor. Is here with me. Stretch is somewhere. anyway, since we're in the mood of celebration, we're going to be throwing back this morning. But before we go into our musings, here's something from way back.
You know what I mean? 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's What's Up Lagos. Look, you're rocking with the best. Of the best as best.
It's easy. Hey, if it's sure for you, go and be.
Okay. It's time for musings right here on the show. And of course, you know, it's all about the what ifs. What are you going to do? Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Okay, let me hit you with what we are talking about today. So imagine that you get 5 missed calls from your dad, 6 missed calls from your boss, 3 missed calls from your baby, and then 4 missed calls from your sibling.
Who are you calling first?
Who are you calling first?
Hmm.
Your boss gave you 6. Why is the boss now 6 missed calls?
And how many did daddy give?
Daddy gave 5.
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Bae gave 3. Why bae? It's not important. If it was really important,
well,
it would have been
15. For those of us that are single, don't we are bullies, we will not have bae calling us.
The boo of the bullies.
Well,
it's our boo.
Yes, Jesus is my boo. but for those of us who do not have boos, let's pray. Boss, sibling, and dad. So let me reiterate. Your dad gives you 5 missed calls. Your boss gives you 6 missed calls. Your bae, a boo bae,
3.
Gives you 3 missed calls. And your sibling, whether your brother or your sister, leaves you 4 missed calls. Who are you calling back first and why?
Yeah,
because you have to be able to tell us why you are prioritizing this person first. Who are you calling first?
You asked me before I told you. Definitely going to be my boss. My mom will, my dad will understand.
My
dad, God bless his heart.
Yeah, so, I don't have a mom. So if my dad calls me, away.
If I see my dad sitting in school, I'll call my pastor. I'm calling you from the beyond. What's going on?
0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. You could join the conversation if you're a lady. 01465-7190. Or better so, you can send us a WhatsApp message. We'd like to hear from you. Tweet at Nigeria Info FM. Yes, we would want to hear from you from all our social media portals. But let's go to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Everybody got us. I got you pepper note. All of them have good boots.
What is daddy where they call? Don't get imagined.
Now, boss first. Daddy, mommy, will they talk later? Now, our family will.
If later, no condinko.
Later, they will forget. If later, no, they see boss first, yeah? Daddy, Coco. Now where money they come from, did that?
Wow. So you like money more than anything?
No, because I like money more than anything. They go understand. That's where money is coming from.
What about family first?
Your father will like it. Your father will appreciate it if you can help your family. If you can even extend that to others. But so, where is the money coming from? You have to respect
But don't you usually say that family first?
Well, that one for other things, but for work. See, sometimes, let me tell you. Sometimes, me, I'm this type that even though weekend, as far as I'm free, if my boss call me, I will pick up his call. I don't know how to...
My boss should not call me.
That can happen in Paris, though.
If you appreciate your work, you love your work, and you love...
I love my work. Because weekend is for resting.
You know.
That's why it's weekend.
Boss first.
Okay.
No wahala. Thank you, Moses.
No wahala. Thank you for calling, Moses. All right, hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Chester, 30 seconds. Go.
First off, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yes, so, Nigerians, so, the first time I listened to you guys was when there was a program about autism.
Oh boy,
I learned a lot because I have a child that is on the spectrum that we've been managing. So thank you for all the information you've been putting out there.
Bless your heart.
Then secondly, the gist on ground. Family before work.
Yes, baby girl.
And
I'm even glad for, you know, the place where I work, where they prioritize family even before the job. You say you have a family emergency, they will give you days off. Go and sort it out. So I will call my dad first, then call my boss second. Of course, my siblings, forget it. They will understand.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you for calling. We got to go for our first break this morning. When we come back, we're still talking about who to prioritize on your missed call list. Stay with us. All right, so what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info, 33 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour on Nigeria's number one, the best radio station in the country. Yes, you're never going to get tired of it, I promise you. Anyway, we are asking this morning, who would you prioritize on a missed call list, for example? On that list, the first person to call you
is
your dad, but he leaves you 5 missed calls. Then your boss leaves you 6 missed calls. Then your bae or your boo,
your
lover, leaves you 3 missed calls. And then your sibling, either your brother or your sister, leaves you 4 missed calls. Who are you calling back first? And why? Because it has to be convincing.
That why is very important.
The why.
That's what I want to really know. On WhatsApp here, someone says, "What's up, Lagos? I'll call my boss first, too. You don't even need to reemphasize my work. It's more important, so I'll have to call my boss." You didn't tell us your name, but anyway, that's fine. A beautiful morning to you, cuties. Congrats on the award to Nigeria Info. And to you, cuties, too.
Don't be small cuties.
For me, I'll call my dad first, followed by my boss. Nice hearing your lovely voices always.
Shagun cutie.
That one. Anyway, now my mama, I go sharply call first, so make I first know if I don't press pause somewhere. Make I know if not to take next keke to Seme, brother.
Okay.
Femi with that one. Okay,
you,
great.
Femi.
Good morning, crew. It's trash still in the latrine.
Hey, we.
Tell him to
look at your life in public. Look at you.
Tell him to reduce the amount of beans he eats in Marina. I saw him yesterday. Tamuno from Ikoyi.
Stretch.
Nice one.
Stretch.
You didn't take Marianne.
You went to eat beans without me.
Nice.
That's why you're in the latrine.
See?
Look at your life.
You see?
It's in the pub break.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you.
Thank you for that piece of information.
Piece of information.
Yelch.
All right, we got calls.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. It's 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Now, you can call if you're a lady, 01465-7190, or tweet at Nigeria Info FM, or send us a WhatsApp message. We'd like to read from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
My fair lady.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome back.
Thank you.
Flutter, you're laughing. You know why I'm.
Your lover is not here. You're not being nice to us. Look at you.
What?
Okay.
What do you
My
mean?
Well, I've heard
you. Now, tell us now. We can hear you.
First of all, my this thing will not even pass me by. I want to thank Nigeria Info for the award.
Thank you.
The award is for all of us.
Yes.
All of us will need the award.
We're all celebrating it.
In fact, Nigeria Info is too much. If I begin to say what Nigeria Info has done to me,
we'll not live here today.
If you start
not going to
talk,
starting from Dr. Tolu. Dr. Tolu really fixed my marriage without even knowing. Listening to her, honestly, all of you people are wonderful.
Thank you so much.
So, based on the topic, if I have a missed call, I will call my okay. Now, the first one is my boss. I don't have a boss.
Are you your own boss?
I have a bicycle.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
You don't understand. I don't have bus. I have bicycle.
Oh, okay.
My mother and my siblings. So among these three, the one I will pick first, I will call first, is my mother.
Okay.
Yes, well, there's no, I don't know
there's
whether
no mother in the list, though. It's just daddy.
She's moving it to her mom. Maybe she doesn't have a dad. Do you have a dad?
I don't have a dad.
Okay, so I'm sure you're...
So it's my mom. My mom.
I would love to
definitely.
I will call her first to know whether she's in a tight corner or if something is happening to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because if anything happens, I will even... Even my boss will not even... If I have a boss, if I'm working, he will not take care of my mother. For me. So I'll forfeit that job.
Okay.
My mother.
Okay. All right, Kinema. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yeah. You're still alive. Love the energy. Keep it up. Let's go. 1, 2.
Esquire.
What's up?
Just alive. Good morning.
This is Michael from Accra.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
I'm doing good. And you guys doing well?
We're doing great. We're great. We're excited.
As you can hear.
Congratulations on your award.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ryan, for what it. They've been fantastic. They've been great.
Thank you.
And influencing and inspiring.
Thank
our
you.
Generation. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay. Go to the reality. I don't think I have a boss for now. Okay, let's say boss, and the second one is what?
So your boss leaves you 5 missed calls. Your dad leaves you...
No, your dad's boss is 6 missed calls. Dad 6 missed calls.
Dad is 5. And then your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your wife...
3.
Leaves you 3 missed calls. And then your sibling leaves you 4 missed calls. Who are you calling back first?
I'm going to call my wife first.
It's only 3 missed calls now.
Yes, I give my wife the priority.
Why is your wife prioritized?
If my home is okay, everything out there will be fine. If my home is in problem, whatever I'm doing outside is just a waste of time. Honestly, the best thing is just to call your wife first. If your home is fine, it's okay. Baby, are you okay? Good. Oh, no problem. I just want to know where you are. Okay, fine. Then I call the business. Business, let's go.
I see.
That is my own.
Okay. All right. I like it. I like you. I like you for it. I like you.
Great.
Say,
love
baby,
it.
Baby, are you all right?
Baby,
if everything is okay, then business, let's go.
Okay, so there's this interesting one here. This person says, good morning. I'll call in this order. My daddy, my sibling, my boss, and my boo. Reason being that I will relate all the discussions from the other 3 to my boo.
Let me tell you something. The best gossip happens between boos. You know, the best gist. And there's nothing as great as having a partner who likes to hear your gist.
As in gist.
You have me.
You add tea to the tea to make it tea.
Oh my God. Once you just say a bit, he has arranged his leg.
Are you serious?
Ah, God.
I know we saw it coming.
Remember that day that we were... Remember that feta that we were talking about? I have gist for you about feta. Feta.
You are talking about my gist. See, you just said it now. You slipped.
No, me, I don't have boo now. Who am I going to be gisting?
You're booless.
Yeah.
Marianne.
What's wrong with that?
You have a sweetheart here anyway. I'll read the message. He says, I'll first call my boo. She hardly calls. We mostly chat. So to see her missed calls, it must be serious. Congratulations to 99.3. You guys rock. Special thanks to my sweetheart, Marianne. He says that Inu Bong Okon, is that your name?
No, I don't have no bum.
Say your face, show your shoe shine. Chooks from Lekki.
Chooks, you have now given me a Kwaibom name. Will you give me a Kwaibom
mouth? Inubong.
Inubong, that's the time of glory or time of grace, something like that.
Beautiful. Yeah. This person says, I'll call all of them together on conference call.
It will.
Not pass like that. Why
you never reach like that.
Why
no.
You put one from me?
Like, cuckoo, kill me.
Cuckoo, kill me. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? And a big congratulations to you all at Nigeria Info for the topic of the day. say, I will gladly return my wife calls before my boss to know what is happening at home before my boss. Others comes third. Ubana is my name from Magodo.
Okay, Ubana. Thank you very much for calling or sending us that message.
Love it. What's up, Lagos? This person says, congratulations to you folks. Girls, look up here. Now, my boss first though, because now my boss hold the key to every. Then call my family. That is mommy, brothers, sisters next. Then quality call to my babe, Ambu. I'm Duncan in Ijegun. God when?
So, babe is going to have quality attention.
Quality call, God when?
It will happen. Don't worry. Just lay your hands on yourself and say it's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening. Ah, somebody hold her. Hold her up. Hold her up. Come on. We are not serious.
No, we are serious.
We are not serious.
It's happening. Hashtag.
But it's going to happen for you, darling. It's going to happen. If you want it, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Grandma Lara.
Long time, Grandma Lara. Welcome.
Okay, I think happy birthday for me.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Grandma Lara.
Grandma Lara.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
Grandma. Very happy return.
Let me to sing for you. Congratulations.
Hey.
I was about yabbing you people this morning.
Why? What did we do again? I was saying
congratulations. I was talking with Sheriff. And I was trying to ask him why he got the three crazy creative people. On
We love it. Even if not cause, we love it.
You love us
where
like that, Grandma Lara.
Hey, it's a Balogun.
It is well.
Balogun, let you be.
It is well.
Where
let
is
us
he?
Do.
We don't know. He went to eat beans without me. He's purging him now.
As soon as I say, that boy is pregnant.
It's a long story. Where did I start from?
Okay. Greet him when he comes. So.
No problem. All right. Thank you, Grandma Lara. Happy birthday and enjoy your day, okay? Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? You're still alive.
Esquire.
Our star girl.
Yes.
Mary Ann, the kinkily voice.
Say kinkily voice. What do you mean?
I remember talking to you guys 3 days ago concerning late format. I know, see, I wish you, I say that my stretch, your phone late. I don't talk up.
You talk up, not you. You talk up.
Actually, he's not late. So.
Jonah, for example.
Jonah.
Hey.
Jojo.
This is why I'm bringing for you down. You know, see, I'm the Minister of Transportation for Lagos State.
We know. Ayana, tell us, what are you doing? Who are you going to call first?
Concerning the phone matter. You see, Zeta and Miriam. Family is the best thing. Because I know say job will come, job will go, but family remains. If you are not respecting your family, or if you are not responding to your family, who are you working for?
Sure.
You are working for your family now. So if for this another they call, you don't know what they call you for. Maybe now you are picking it in emergency on coma. God forbid, I don't pray. So it's the happening, God forbid. Now, because say your boss now call you, say come to the job. Madam, let the fashion job, let job go sit down for one side. Let me go and take care of my family first. And see how far before I can go job. Because job will come, job will go.
Family will always be there.
Sure.
Family,
you
just family be like
Barack. But Jonah, you talk this one because you don't get boss. You're the boss of yourself
let me,
now.
Let me, let, let me bust your brain, Feta and Miriam.
No boss, my
brain. This is the reason why I stopped working salary work on that bus. Yes, sir. Driving car. When my wife had a miscarriage, you understand? I took my wife to my boss.
Yeah.
Keep her in security post when she's bleeding. I asked my boss, I want to take my wife to hospital for them to go and do evacuation for the remaining obstacles that remain. My boss said, are you working for me or you are working for your family?
Wow.
I said, what? I said, Oga, if that is it, I am working because of my family. But if my family are not in good condition, Oga, forget about job.
Wow.
If I stop this job today, tomorrow I will do another one. So forget it. What if my wife dies? This job will remain forever with me. I said, get out. That's how I told him. Chief for him. So this is exactly the answer to your question. My family is the best and the job.
Thank you. I'm so sorry about your wife. I mean, that's just a bit extreme. Wow. I mean, she literally was bleeding, sir. Could you just give him, even if it's an hour or two, come on.
But there
are horrible bosses every now and again in some places, unfortunately. But okay, let's move away from that. Let's go back to our messages.
All right, this person says, good morning. For me, I'll call my mommy first, then my husband, then my boss. I fit no even call my siblings self because of what's...
Then go all right. Last.
This question is deep, but good morning, Nigeria Info. I'm Isaac Adeleke, a.k.a. Mafi Tech. He says to the question, I'll call my lover first, though I'm not married yet, because every other person will eventually leave you last, but I'll remain with my lover for life. I can call my boss later and my dad. Come on, love a boy.
Don't get it twisted. Love is a beautiful thing.
What's up, Lagos? Irrespective of the numbers of calls, I'm calling my boss first because I love working. I found most joy in working. Workaholic.
We see you.
Good morning, ladies. I'm going to call my dealer. Na person wey they give me joy, I go call. All the rest persons go wait. Why them give me plenty missed calls, Seth? Them they fight war. Ugo from first act.
Where did you see dealer inside that place, Ugo?
I don't even know.
What are you on this morning, Ugo?
Dizila is his boss, I guess.
Goodbye.
What's up, Lagos? Congratulations to you guys. For me, I'll call my boss first, though, because it may be something that just one sentence self-explanation may save my job at that moment. Then follow my sibling to know if she knows what's up with dad, because it may be something I'll have to back her up or she will have to back me up. Nice. Then dad, though I don't have dad anymore. And lastly, babe, OJ from Ajao Estate.
Okay, OJ.
What's up, Lagos? Mufe from Ikoyi says, congrats to Nigeria Info staff and callers. I have been listening to Nigeria Info now for 12 years and have never regretted my decision. Thank you for being there for us. I'll call my wife first, then I'll call my boss, because when the house is in peace, the boss will understand.
Boss has to understand, because you see, if the home front's bad, it's going to reflect on my job. I might not be concentrating. I might not be doing the best of jobs. I beg your pardon. I might not be giving my 100% as I used to, because you see, when I go home, there's fire on the mountain. And don't nobody want that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're still celebrating, of course, that we are the best radio station in Nigeria. Thank goodness. We got bragging rights. So this one is not like just talking. We are bragging rights.
It's not saying you're number one.
You know what I'm saying?
We are number one.
Yes. Anyway, you see Nigeria Info, man, put some respect on it. You know what I'm saying?
Just salute.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Let's go back to the phone line. 0700-993-993-993. I don't know if I can take a call. Let's just read some messages because we're almost out of time.
All right. What's up, Lagos? The best radio station of the year. That's us. Yay! Congratulations to you guys. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Concerning the topic here this morning, I'll call in this order. My wife first, because she represents what my life is all about, which includes her, my children's health and safety, my father, my boss, my siblings, Benga from Ikpaja with that one. Okay. This person says, what's up, Lagos? Congratulations on your award. He says, for me, I will call my mom because I also received a missed call from my siblings, which means it can be a family matters. And then I will call my boss. This is Ezekiel from Asolo Ikoyi.
We want to say congratulations to this man.
Congratulations, Emmanuel.
You know they say Emmanuel always brings us these bad stories of the collapsed building. But you see, his documentary won him an award this year for the boat mishap. And Emmanuel, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you so Thank you so much.
I know how Emmanuel was saying, please vote for me. Please vote for me. And I told him, don't come back here if you don't win. Because I don't want to hear. Yes. Congratulations. Great
Thank
job.
Yes, Emmanuel.
Don't stop.
All right. Okay.
All right, Lagos, we got to go for a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll be talking. All right. We'll be talking about something very important. It's Throwback Thursday. It's very important. You know, we say sometimes we talk about serious issues. This issue is about you and your life. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back after that break, Lagos, let's talk about your life. How about that? I feel like we could have been the backup dancers for Bonnie Hem. You know, we'll be like... In those tight pants.
Yeah. Tight pants won't do the work, actually. It has to be free skirts.
Yeah, tight
short
pants.
So that you can be...
It'll be bell buttons, sleeping. But it'll be tight all the way. That's what Bonnie M wore.
Well,
we're skinny. We don't have thighs. It's fine. We have thighs. We don't have hips.
Actually have.
We don't have big hips, but we have sizable hips. It's okay. We have perfect bodies.
A bite of the figure eight.
Yes, we're almost Coke bottle, but we're fine.
Just the way it's perfect.
Oh, just perfect size.
Right, sir.
If you're too big, if you're bigger than us, you're too big.
I don't know.
If you're smaller, you're too small.
Like,
we're just perfect.
So perfect.
That's all you need to
perfect.
Know.
Perfect. Yeah.
And Fetter is still up for...
I beg.
In case you are
Marianne,
rich,
don't
you
be
live
selling.
In the abroad... and you have dollars, Fetter is up for sale.
It's not just about the money.
Me
okay?
and Stretch, we have agreed. Stretch,
I don't understand. How is Stretch in this with you?
Stretch has spent too much money. You need to recoup. Because all these girls, you are just billing. Stretch is ready to give you up for a lump sum.
No, Stretch would never do that to
As
me.
Much as he loves you, he
together,
wants a good life
Together
for you.
We are fresh. No. So.
Yes, you'll be fresh from afar. He needs to recoup his
so
money.
So what does he want to be, an assistant husband or lover?
He'll be loving you from afar.
No, that cannot happen. No.
He has chosen.
No. Lagos, what do you think? That's on the topic. Anyway.
I beg you. Anyway, we're throwing back this morning because it's Thursday. And we're just, you know, throwing back just a year. This time last year, where were you? What were you doing? What were you going through? How was life treating you? Yeah, this time last year. Because this is 2023, whether you like it or not. Life, they go.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, but we're throwing back. On a serious note, I did say we're going to talk about ourselves and we're going to have a candid moment, all of us, whether you're driving, whether you're at your work, whether you're at your business or you're at home listening to me. Let's talk. What's life teaching you right now? Just take a look at your life and how far you've come. And all of the experiences you've had, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Terrible.
Everything, even the ones you thought you were not going to be able to make it out of. What has life taught you or what is it teaching you even at the moment?
Mary, what did you say? Out of.
Out of. Say it again.
You say, what is life? What do you take out of?
Out of.
Stretch is doing it without your purpose today.
Out of.
You say out of.
Out of.
Out of.
You can't try me. My own don't go Harvard.
It's not like it was a mistake. I'm just saying like it was so British, like
out of.
Water.
I said out of.
Say what?
Water.
No, without the T.
Water.
Without the T.
Water.
No, without the T.
Water. I can't say water. What was that?
Ha ha. Ha
ha. Say po-e-o.
Po-e-o.
Oh gosh, that's a bit much.
Okay, let's be serious.
But on a serious note, a lot of us have gone through so much. I'm sorry for smacking my mouth a lot this morning. I think I'm battling a little cold, a little head cold. I don't know where it's coming from, if it's the rains that's bringing it. But on a serious note, let's throw back and take a look at our lives from last year and now. What's life teaching you as we speak? What is life teaching you from yesterday, from last week? Into today.
At the moment, ATM.
What's life teaching you? Let's share. It's a moment that we can all just, you know, really learn from one another.
Sure.
And I was just sharing with Fetter a few minutes ago about certain things that I've learned and life is still teaching me. When you get a hunch, when your instincts tell you something is wrong,
Don't doubt yourself. And I mean, I just realized at that moment when she told me that I've never shook her hand. So I'm like, I need to shake your hand because this is exactly where I'm at.
Self-doubt is also a killer, you know. It stops you in your tracks. You're unable to fulfill a lot of things that you could fulfill. And life is all about ticking boxes and, you know, fulfilling purpose. And sometimes self-doubt can get in the way.
And, you know, the thing is, for you to, you don't just wake up with thoughts. Sometimes there are things that actually make you start to think a thing. Mm. So you ask yourself, firstly, you know that you're a smart person and you don't just assume. Mm. And yeah, a hunch sometimes can be an assumption, but you know that where you are at, how you arrived at this assumption, was something led you to it. There are dots. You connected some dots and decided that this could be what's going on in my life at the moment. This is what this person is trying to do, but you keep making excuses for this person. Mm. And it causes you doubting yourself. But eventually when you find that you were actually right, it makes you look like you're a fool. But you know you're not a fool.
Yeah, but for some people, it's a relief. Like, oh, at least I was not wrong. I wasn't crazy the whole time.
The whole time.
Mm. But let's talk Lagos. It's not just about me and Fessa. It's about all of us. What's life teaching you right now? What lessons are you learning at the moment? And throw back to last year. Let's talk about where you were and what you were going through. If you were going through something great or something bad, we want to talk about it. And how are you leaving today? How has that thing that happened to
shaped
your persona and your decisions today? 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. If you are a lady, call 01465-7190. Or you can tweet at Nigeria Info FM or send us a WhatsApp message. Let's talk Lagos. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Oh, your line is a bit problematic, is it? All right. This is what you're going to do for me. Try calling us again, okay? Maybe we can hear you better. Thank you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Apologies. Call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? I always love the
energy.
Just alive.
This is Yemi from Ikorodu.
Hi, Yemi. Alpha now.
Congratulations to your award.
Thank you.
I'm so glad this morning I'm able to get in. This is my first time of
First time and a first class
caller.
Go ahead.
I'm so happy that I can get in this morning. I've been listening to your program, all your programs for years now.
Thank you.
I always enjoy every bit of it, especially Dr. Olumi, Barrister Olumi Day on Saturday. Yes, and even this year was up, Lagos. You guys are.
That's it.
Grandma Omolara gave you the best description. crazy creation.
Okay.
Well, a good kind of crazy.
Well, life has been fun. Life has been difficult. On the other hand, I've passed through storm, especially in my marriage. For the past 2-3 years, I've been battling with divorce, calls, kids for my husband, and even to the extent that he went ahead, tarnishing my image, spreading me, for giving bad reports about me.
Wow.
Even in my children's school, they don't give me respect. He talks bad evil about me. But in all, I'm strong. I always say to myself that head or tail, God will win. All what he has been doing, he has been making me strong. In fact, I'm stronger. Stronger than before. At times when I look back, I will say, is it me? Because I thought I am a weak person. I can't do much. But for the past 3 years, what I've passed through, what I've been through, God has been faithful. God makes me stronger, as in stronger and more composed.
Oh, that's
to the extent that I told my two children that don't worry, we will come out of this together fine.
Okay, that's a good
thing. So that is what life has taught me.
Thank you very much. Stay strong.
Love it.
Yes, separations and divorce battles can be really messy.
Can be really tough.
Yeah. But she said, look, I used to think I was a weak person, but now I'm stronger. I'm better for
stronger,
it.
Stronger. Wiser. Anyway, we're on WhatsApp 0809-5975805. On WhatsApp here, this person says, hi, Marianne and Feta Nwa. Thank you for this topic. This time last year, I was doing a particular marketing job, wearing suits, trekking all around Lagos. I hated the job, but I couldn't leave because unemployment in Nigeria, we understand. Worse still, month go end, we no go see salary.
Ah.
I was praying to God to deliver me. Last, God gave me my dream job last year, September, and I'm grateful. Chooks from Lekki. Aww, Shekere, for that new job.
Congratulations. Come and pay your tithe, please.
You see?
Yes.
You see? Mm. Come and pay. What's up, Lagos? This time last year was the start of on a series of unimaginable woes in my personal life and marital life. My wife's business crumbled, lost million of naira. Weeks later, a Lasma truck almost crushed her.
Ah.
Another later, I don't know what this is, and Donta later, I don't know what this means, but he said, I had a terrible accident that almost claimed my life. Our family and marriage almost shattered due to the effects of those woos. Mm. But today, we have reason to give thanks. We are slowly and gradually bouncing back. I give God the glory. Quitter never wins. Winner never quits. I enjoy you, cuties, from Handsome K. Okay, thank you.
Wow.
Quitter never
this
wins.
Sounds
winner
almost
never
like testimony service, but we're really asking, what has life taught you? So in all of the things that you've gone through, what have you learned?
Do you know, when you first launched this topic, I imagined we're in church, and I just imagined how there's this lady that comes out, she's wearing native, and she sings thank you Lord before she sings.
What has life taught you? Don't mind Feta. Don't mind Feta. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Apologies. Do call us back if you can.
Oh, my, this guy say, what's up, Lagos? This time last year, I was in Sakpa. By the grace of God, I'm still in Sakpa. Why? What?
What has this Sakpa taught you? Because, you see, y'all are missing it. What is life teaching you right now? You can be going through the worst, you know,
but there are lessons.
You can be
from
going through
this,
a bad patch, but what have you learned as you're going through it, or if you've gotten out of it, what have you learned that you're holding on to?
Our brother is trying to explain where he has gone through a lot. He's coming from a lot, and
he's still in a lot.
So there is a lot to learn. So tell us your
what's
lesson.
The lot that you're learning, bros.
Okay, this is just a message from our last topic. I don't think I want to read that.
Okay. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
My name is Amaka from Abuja.
Amaka, you're calling us from Abuja. Okay, Amaka.
I love you guys.
We love you too, Amaka.
Congratulations. That means I'm in the right place.
Yes, we are. You're rocking with the big boys. Yes.
You are the bestest of the best in the game.
Yes. You deserve your flowers. Every one of you, from Sandra to Feta, Miriam, Joy, every single one of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. What life has taught me, where I am now, I realized something that every day, at a point I had to, due to health issues, I stepped back. Mm-hmm. Life wasn't bad, but when you start feeling like that feeling of dissatisfaction, remember to be grateful for what you have. Mm-hmm. It gives you the energy to keep going.
Yeah.
By counting what you don't have will put you back into depression, and you lose your energy. So even wake up.
Yeah.
So, no matter how back you have stepped, start from where you are. Once you start from where you are, you can always pick back up.
Yeah. There is no stopping. Amazing. Thank you so much, Amaka. This is really good.
Yes, I love you guys.
I love you too. Thank you for calling. It's very important to note that, you know, sometimes the truth is that in life, sometimes you can take 10 steps forward and you really feel like you're almost getting to your goal.
I'm telling you.
And then something happens. But don't let it keep you down, because you know what?
But this does make you realize that every average Nigerian, every average person in the world is can pass for a professional or motivational speaker, because life teaches you these motivations. Yes. You don't even have to listen to any motivational speaker.
Yeah, life in talk. Itself is a teacher.
You know, you don't say, look at this guy now. This guy is saying, okay, where's this guy? He says, I think I've lost it, but I'll see it. He says something about being steadfast, keep going. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
I mean, I think you don't even, sometimes you don't need a motivational speaker. You can be your own motivational speaker. You can be your own, you know, cheerleader sometimes, because you don't, you look for the people that are supposed to be on your side cheering you up, but they're not there. So you have to ramp up your own cheering.
Gotta be your own, you know, motivational speaker. This guy says, I found the message. He says, what's up, Lagos? Congratulations on your awards as the best radio station of the year. More to come.
Thank you.
As regards to your topic, life has not been fair so far. It's been full of ups and downs, but I've learned to be steadfast, stay strong, and be hopeful. Everything will pull through at the right time. Well done, guys.
Exactly. Time will tell. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Just live, Lake.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Congratulations, and congratulations to all the stars, every one of you.
Aww.
Very, very appreciate you for your hard work.
Come on, feet.
And I'll pay for more and more.
Oh, my goodness.
So concerning the topic, I just been learning about timing, that there are some things that you may think that now, maybe work, but God always has in some time. But apart from my music career, I launched my first track in 2020. So 2021, I released another track. So last year also I released another track. So by now, you know, but as a music person, you always hope to have a hope for everyone to be listening to your music and all that. But I just learned that, everything you are doing is as consistent and passionate about it. And then one day, you are going to get exact results that you want. So, and I just learned how to keep on going. And I'm also this year, I'm also working on another one. So, if I get what exactly I want, I'll keep on. So, I'm learning on how to be persistent and consistent. Irrespective of how the result maybe appears in a moment.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's still the steadfastness we're talking about. Keep going. He says timing. He's learned about timing in his life. And that's one thing that he appreciates from what he's learning in life. Mm-hmm. That sometimes you plan and you set your own time, but it doesn't align with, with what God wants, to happen for you. So,
put that in there, right?
So, yeah.
Because what's the basis of this world without God, really? This guy says, this time last year, my space was taken from me by a devourer, even involved the police. So I kept my peace and was working from inside and had some network issues. So my clients wouldn't reach me. So they thought I've gone out of the place. I remained calm and kept on until December last year. I just came out and that was it. Since then, no issues with the space. So time made it. Patrickable from Ogba with that one. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Feta and Miriam. On the topic of discussion, I used to love, care for almost everyone around me. I can go broke to make a friend or family member be all right until I lost my elder brother early this year. People who came through for me were total strangers. My so-called friends were nowhere to be found. Now, I roll alone, and I must say, I didn't regret any good I have done to everyone around me. It's kind of hard, but God always comes through when it matters most. Derek Titus from Apapa.
Derek, it's just for you to pick it's just to be careful in picking who you call friends. Because some of these people are just acquaintances, and we're very quick to say, this is my friend. Friendship is deeper than, what we think it is. And like I've said, I've had the same friends for so many years, and there's a reason
for that.
Because these are people that you can rely on, and they can also rely on you. It's a two-way street.
Take, and not give anything back.
You can't. So, we have to be very careful in picking people we call our friends. Yeah.
What's up, Lagos? Life has taught me that change is constant. I went from being a bachelor last year to being a father to be Kabir from Baltimore, Maryland, USA.
Okay. Congratulations, Kabir. Daddy, we got to go for a break, Lagos. We'll be back.
Do you know Bode Thomas?
I know, it's by junction of Adeni Rogusonye.
Do you know Allen Avenue?
It's near Lataro Junction. That I do not know. I kind of know where Allen Avenue is. I just don't know how to get there.
I know you had to go to the next line. That's around Lataro. Because the next line is My People Hustle Lataro.
Sorry, Lagos.
Welcome back to the show. What's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're number one.
It's the best radio station in Nigeria.
You, news
2023.
And sports. We are doing the thing. You're rocking with the best, okay?
Oh, yes.
And yes, we are talking live.
Yes,
it's been such a reflective
life.
Who would have ever thought that this bunch so calm.
But it's important, it's very necessary because
you know
the month we're in the middle of the month of May and in no time the month of May is going to today's the 18th.
The fifth month in the year.
Yes.
Take it or leave it.
And it's great to, you know, do a little bit of a throwback, an introspective look at what your life has been about, what your life is about right now, and what you're learning about life today. And that's why we're asking, take a quick look at what happened to you this time last year and where you were. You could have been in a good place, yes, and maybe now you're in a better place, or maybe you're not in a maybe you're in not so a great place, but what is life teaching you
ATM
right now
at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah, on WhatsApp, but here, you can call the number 0700-993-993-993, 0146-57190, and that's the number for women only. On WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805, and I'm here to read all your messages. Raymond says, good day. What I've learned in life is that God works in all things. God works all things together for our own good. Sometimes things may look bad at first. That's why you need to have a plan and stick to it. And at the end of the tunnel that seems so dark is an everlasting and magnificent brightness. I've also learned that the friends you keep make a big part of who you are. So keep good company. That's that's a good takeaway.
Very important.
Yeah. Good morning, Nigeria Info. Congratulations on your award. Seriously, I wouldn't ask for a better radio station. Life has been fair enough, not there yet, but okay, I'm just living the blissful life. Life has taught me that nothing is permanent, it's just a phase. Challenges must come up. Austin with that one. Okay,
Austin, thank you very much for calling. 0700-993-993-993, that's the number for you to call. Let's hear what you have to say. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's
up,
Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Church alive.
Sorry, I'm new to this time because I just came into this house.
Oh, you're welcome to the family.
Welcome.
Yeah, congratulations anyway.
Thank
on your award.
Thank you.
Because you remind me of Eno and Kofi Bates in Port Harcourt. I'm coming from Port Harcourt anyway.
Mm.
And for your topic this morning, especially, I learned that sometimes you may not have what you want, but at the end of the day, you discover that what you will get is better than what you were looking for. And this happened mostly maybe in relationship and all of that. Let me specifically be particular about relationship. You know, like 10 years ago, I got married. And before I got married, I used to tell my friends, I got sense before I got married. Because assuming I married when I haven't got sense, I would have married a very wrong person. And so the lessons I learned is that for one or two, three relationships that I was into before I got married, they were all just teaching me that you have to look at the right things, open your eyes and your mind, and consider the things that are important before you choose a wife. Because if maybe I would have I have married one or two of the previous people I dated, I would have made a mistake. But they taught me the lesson that I haven't got sense. So with their experience, I now got sense to choose the right person. And it has been fine for me.
Very good. Sense is very important.
I'm happy. Okay. Mm. So thank you. So
thank you very much for calling and welcome to Lagos. It's very great that people know that sense. You know, when I was a kid,
it's very important.
My mother and her mother used to say, common sense is not common. And I didn't get it because I was a child. I didn't really, but I just used to think about it like, how is common sense not common? But the older you get, you realize that common sense is really not common. Unfortunately.
And funny, what are the odds? We're just talking about Kofi and he mentioned
Kofi. Yes, actually, Kofi Basils used to be my co-anchor on the Morning Crossfire when I was in Port Harcourt. 0700 993 993 993, that's 0700 993 993 993. Hello, good morning, what's up Lagos? Cheers to life.
First of all, congratulations for our
yes, it's our
collective award
in the whole Federal Republic of
Nigeria. Yes,
clap on Nigerian info, clap on Nigerian info.
This is the only answer for the
bullet.
Any other one na fake one?
Yes, so counterfeit.
Counterfeit. Mm-hmm. Hey, now the original is this.
Mm-hmm. We know, we agree.
You see, you see what happened, eh? This time last year, I lost my second car, eh? And it didn't pay me well because it gave me serious injury. Eh? Then I take bed, just dispose the thing. I can't wonder, I don't feel safe again because I cannot stay without a car. Ah, the thing be like, say, I won't run mental because I can't sleep in the night. I'll be thinking, how can I use leg be walking about?
Okay.
All of a sudden, I now gather myself up. And I now call my brother, my best friend, explain my situation to him. And I now tell me, he's living at Bayelsa, I say, by then. So he said he will help me to look for the one I can manage. That was by this time last year. Yeah. So as he find the car, as I bought it, but to bring it here is another big problem because when things want to turn to good, it always be difficult for the beginning. So I managed, when I drive the car to Ore, the thing knock engine.
Ha!
I'm telling you the fact. I have to relieve the motor for that Ore, come back to Jabode and buy another engine and go back there, go and fix it. So to summarize the whole thing, I thank God because I'm using the motor today and they have not given me any problem. Uh-huh. So I'm remembering it this month. That is my the experience I have up from that day till now. Eh?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. So we're asking what life is teaching you right now. We're asking you to just reflect on your life last year. And then look at how far you've come. And then tell us what life is teaching you as we speak. Because we live and we learn. Absolutely. Let's go back to the phone lines. More thoughts, more comments. 0700 993 993 993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, this is Paul calling from Ibeda.
Hi, yes, Paul. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. First and foremost, just want to appreciate all the staff of Nigerian Info.
Thank you.
You guys have been wonderful. You guys have been the sustainer of many Nigerians, many Lagosians.
Thank you so much.
A difficult moment in economic life, political life. Nigerian Info have been giving us hope and sustaining us through various programs, just like the Nigerian, just like What's Up Lagos.
Thank you so much. The award
is deserved. And I congratulate all of you. You are great and wonderful people. When the announcement was made yesterday, if you see how I screamed in my parlor, my wife and children were like, what happened?
Thank you so much.
So I appreciate you. People should keep it up.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, what life has taught me. it's not good.
But it's a lesson.
It's not good.
It's a lesson.
My experience is not good. It's difficult for me to believe there could be a friend. Or, you know, one can have a good friend. Because sometimes it depends on your level of operation in life, your status in life.
Mm.
It determines who comes to you to answer your friend.
Mm.
And if you are not careful, you drop from that level, you discover that maybe almost 99% of those who were around you, who were calling you their friends, will just vanish.
Mm.
So that is the experience life has taught me to be, not to believe and rely on any person.
Mm.
Life has taught me to always believe in myself, work hard for myself, and have a projection of a better tomorrow than maybe hanging around somebody thinking that if anything goes wrong in your life, maybe economically or otherwise, that somebody will be there to rescue you. No. Life has taught me that I shouldn't do that. And that's what I'm teaching my children today, to be self-reliant.
Self-sufficient, yes.
Self-independent, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Never, even me as their father, they should not begin to do their life based on maybe one or two things I've achieved. No.
Yes.
They should. And I'm proud to say today, my first son that graduated is now lecturing.
Wow.
You know, he's working while he was in school. He learned how to paint house, how to do interior decor.
Wow.
Now he gets his contract. In fact, he doesn't even ask me for money before his graduation.
That's
because
remarkable.
Because I taught him this.
Yeah.
That is the lesson I have learned. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir, for calling. And I do appreciate you for teaching your children this early, because you see there's nothing as great as being self-sufficient.
I'm telling you.
Because, you know, unfortunately, in today's world, children are so reliant on everybody else but themselves. Young people would say, I beg, I can't work. I can't work. It's worrying my mental health. I can't deal.
Entitlement
of
the highest order.
Everything to be served on a platter. That's not how life works.
Yeah.
No.
And the thing is, it's even very good that you're the one telling them now, because it's something they'll eventually find out as they go along in life. So it's better you know now.
It's best they learn it early.
As much as you have people in the world, you might just not have people for you when you
They might not.
Them.
You might have them, but they may never be able to come through for you when you need them.
Let it be good that you are self-reliant and people can rely on you. That's is good enough. But thinking that there's somebody out there in the world that you can fall back on
perpetually,
when that reality will hit you, daddy might not just be there to
and
tell
you see and you
bad.
See the shock
you.
The shock that you would get is is unthinkable.
The shock, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you realize that you're alone. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio, please.
Good morning, Ma.
Good morning.
Turn off your radio, please.
Listen, I've been following you guys, but today I said I must get your call.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Welcome.
This is my first time of getting you guys.
Praise God.
Congratulations, Ma. I love
thank
your
you.
Program. I love all
thank
of you.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ma. Next time.
Okay. First time caller. You're welcome in the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. See, what that thing has taught you that is listening now is consistency.
Yes.
Just keep listening.
Keep
one day,
listening.
You calling like this,
and
you,
boom,
we'll celebrate you like
enter,
this.
You know? So just like a lot.
Mm.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Anybody home? Yeah, just they do. We can hear you breathe.
I called you to breathe.
Well, you can send us a message on WhatsApp. It's 0809-597-5805.
I'm here to read your messages, so send it, send it.
Send it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Hello,
good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What life? I've been. Let me congratulate you people for
thank
congratulations.
You
thank you.
Well deserved.
You
know, unfortunately,
you.
I worked opposite your office then. I didn't know about Nigeria Info.
Wow.
I know people there. I know about Big Bang. I know about most of your staff. I never know. I know about Cool FM. But it was when one of my very good journalists moved to your station. So that was why I noticed I got so much interest in your station, and since then it has been wonderful.
Right?
I've never regretted it anywhere. Yeah. I'm always tuned in.
Thank you.
Yeah, what life has taught me was I think last year I lost my job. I was working in a company. You know, I was trying all my best to make sure the company grows.
Mm-hmm.
Even when the company was having problem, I got an offer somewhere, but I didn't want to leave them because they were having challenges.
Mm.
I said, okay, well, if I leave this company, the company might fold or something.
Mm.
You know, while I was trying to help this company, I was going home, I think on July 29th or something. Are you hearing me?
Yes. We can hear you loud and clear.
I was going home. The company now served me this engagement letter. I was like, the company, where I did try help. Even I turned down an offer because of them, you know. That was on Friday 29th.
Hi.
So when I collected all my, you know, entertainment allowance and everything from them, I just said no. Instead of me looking for another job that would not even pay well, and I took up my car. You know, I just entered e-hailing. I said, by the way, I had a car. How much will I start home and be mourning about what has happened?
Yeah.
My father. And I just carried my car. I entered into e-hailing. And one of my friends gave me a target. He said, see, yo, if you can make such amount of money, I can give you such amount of money. Why can't you relocate with your family? Ah. So look, if that is the case, why not? You know, being somebody, you know, who has a simple lifestyle, I don't drink, I don't smoke, or womanize, you know. Driving the car, in fact, I'm even making 10 times... You know, what I was even getting in the so-called, company.
Yeah.
You know, and he too has fulfilled his own side of the bargain.
Wow.
You know, I learned that sometimes it's not good to, you know, cry over spilled milk.
Yeah.
When life serves you, whatever it serves you, take it up with happiness and you move on.
Yeah.
And I moved on. I did not even feel it. Mm. And today, I'm very happy I took that decision and it's paying off very, very well.
Thank you. Congratulations to you too. Thank you very much for sharing. This is very inspiring because you see, like I said, life has ups and downs and people are going through it. And you might be in his position, but you see, why I wanted us to have this conversation is because there are people who need to hear what other people have gone through, how they came through it, and how they're still going, you know, on with life, and that sometimes what doesn't kill you,
you
know,
you
can
stronger.
Make you stronger, and you can be better at it. So,
and the thing is, you feel lonely because you think you're the only one who is going through it. Guess what?
Yeah, there's nothing in this life that you're facing that somebody somewhere
like you
hasn't faced before.
Yeah, and he said, when life throws you anything, I said lemons, lemonade. Mm. So I was thinking pepper soup,
ginger beer.
Good,
you know, I can go on and on. Yeah.
Do that, okay?
Yeah, it's very important.
This person says, a good morning, driving, and so he sends a voice note, but we don't listen to voice notes.
You have to call
I understand
us.
That you're driving, you can't text. He says, sorry, I mixed words, I couldn't type. What's up, Lagos? Stress alive. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Miriam and Feta. What's up? It's Miriam, not Miriam.
I don't tell you.
What's up, Lagos? Life has taught me that you must do the unusual. Take a bold step without looking at your pocket. Never give up. Have faith in God and have a strong mind. By this time last year, it was tough, and I did my traditional wedding in Akwa Ibom and white wedding in Lagos despite my financial challenges. Congratulations to Nigeria Info. You guys are great. Lanre from Admiralty, Lekki.
Congratulations, Lanre. You're a married man. Okay. Mm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Gamalara calling back.
Gamalara birthday. Are we getting our cake by delivery,
that's
please?
That's what I wanted to say,
because
too.
Because we're doing long throat for your cake.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hear you. I'll think about
it. You take it under advisement. Okay. What has life taught you? What's life teaching you right now, Grandma?
Well, I'm pretty close to 70. So, life has taught me a lot. But if I have to summarize, life has taught me that these two shall pass.
It's just a phase. It's just a phase.
And it's a very, 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 very pregnant phase. Nothing you go through in life
is permanent.
Can never be permanent except it's death.
Yeah. Well,
these two shall pass.
Even if
it's an accident, you got amputated, you got blind, became deaf, dumb. As long as there is still life,
there's hope.
It shall pass.
Another
face shall come up. These two
shall pass.
Thank you, Grandma. Wisdom is in everything that you just said. Thank you. Happy birthday once again. Yes.
It's better than a dead lion.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey.
What's up, Lagos?
I'll tell you what, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Let me sing from Nigeria Info.
Hey.
If you see my people, Hosanna, tell them
Chima, Hosanna,
Nigeria Info.
Yes,
Hosanna.
He's the best of
Hosanna.
If you see Nigeria,
Hosanna,
tell them so.
Hosanna.
Nigeria Info.
Hosanna.
He's the winner.
Hosanna.
I lost my fight in 2017.
Oh, wow.
And I'm telling you this. The partner I have, I'm telling you, my wife is here, she will tell you. I'm 63 years old this month.
Mm.
I tell you, my partner, my best friend, has been Nigeria Info.
Oh.
The encouragement I get from your station, I am telling you from the depth of my heart,
oh,
is immeasurable.
Mm.
You are the best, the best, the best. In fact, if you know me,
thank you.
So
this is amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so very
thank
much.
You
thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
God bless you guys.
Amen.
God bless you
too.
And bless you again and again and again and again.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. These things make me wake up in the morning and really come to work. This is why I come. Because it's value adding, and it's adding value to your life. It makes me feel fulfilled and we're all happy. How about that?
End of the day.
Yes. We got to go for a break, Lagos. When we come back, we're saying our goodbyes because, you know, our time for here goes soon end. But you know what I mean? Say we know if we come back tomorrow. Yeah, we go come back tomorrow.
Definitely.
Yeah, but we have to go on that break.
This has passed.
This one, gone past.
To come back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know how what they say, everything that has a beginning must have an end. And I know you want me here. I know you want me, but, you know, you can't have me all day. Because, you see, Joyce is coming with the sunny side. Later on, Sandra Zakasili will be here with, of course, Hard Facts. And then the sports gang will be here. But now we got to go. My name is Mary Ann Okon. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. Or just look for Mary Ann Duke Okon anywhere.
Of course, I'm Feta, Feta Dynamo on Instagram, D_Feta on Twitter.
Yvonne Haifo is right here with the best news, from the best radio station across this country. My dear, you're rocking with the big boys. Have a lovely day.